Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. How is everyone on this Tuesday? Well, I got to tell you, it is cold where I'm at. I'm up in the mountains in Colorado in a town called Evergreen. Minus 12 today. Minus 12. And guess what we were doing during minus 12. That's right. Walking, doing our 45 minute outside workout that we must do every day in our 75 hard challenge. And you don't get days off. It's like, okay, it's cold outside. It's rainy outside. It's snowing outside. You got a cold. You're sore. None of it counts. Okay. This is why it's called hard. And I, for one, think that mental toughness is extremely important in this world. That's why I wrote the book Snap Yes, The Art of Seeing New Achievable Possibilities in Business and in Life. But you know, I always say, look, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be mentally tough, and you also have to have energy. Those two things, right? Luck doesn't happen very often, and you've got to have those two things. Now, do you have to have morals? No, you do not have to have morals to be successful in business. Yeah, I'm on a rant today. I've been reading Dr. Connor Brady's book, and it's so much worse than you can ever imagine what is allowed to be fed to pets. It's so much worse. The studies are so vague and bogus and slanted, and it's just beyond me. But I look at these really big companies, right? And not even like the super duper big, like, you know, Mars, Nestle's, all those companies, right? Diamond, the ones that are having problems with their food right now, by the way. But anyway, I look at something like Freshpet. Freshpet is last year it was something like $275 million, and it's moving up and up and up and up and up. And I found out something interesting today was that Freshpet was started by the guy who started Meow Mix. And we all know how healthy that isn't for cats. But we know that unhealthy food sells. It does. So any of you out there that are listening that you have no morals, I guess, that want to make it rich in the pet food industry, well, all you got to do is slant the information. You've got to have really nice marketing and not really give a damn if dogs die or, you know, they only get to live part of their life, or if they live their life, but they are miserable. I mean, that's really all you got to do. And then you got to have the mental toughness, and you got to have the energy. So you can use that mental toughness and that energy for something positive and something that, you know, helps in the world, puts out that beautiful, positive energy of health in the world, or you can do it the other way. And when I read Dr. Connor Brady's book, and then I was talking with someone today about this Meow Mix and Freshpet connection. And then I was at the grocery store, so I took a look at what Freshpet is doing. And they're really using a lot of what we do here in the raw world, right? They're like multi-proteins, and here's your puppy mix, and here's your this, and here's your that. And they make it really pretty and pretty convenient for people. But then you look at the ingredient list, and OMG, it is long. It is long. But here is the thing. Here's what I know is that so many new people so many new people come over and they can't get over that there just aren't a ton of ingredients listed on our food. They want them. They want the ingredients. They have been convinced that all those synthetics and those preservatives and those things that are coming out now, right? And I believe that when we get to the bottom of whatever's causing these dogs to have symptoms like parvo from Purina and Stella and Chewy's and Pure Balance and all the other ones that I've talked about recently, and Dr. Judy Morgan has talked about, that you'll find out it's probably an ingredient that was miscalculated, that was contaminated, something like that. And yet we've had these over the years, over and over again, and people don't pay attention. They're just like, yeah, no, my dog does. I've raised this many dogs on donuts and cookies. But I want to know, where are all of the ingredients in your food that make it complete and balanced? And, you know, guys, here's the problem. Eventually, what I see, I do see this, that eventually pure raw foods like ours will not be around. They won't be, because everybody's going to be going for the billions, right? It's like, you know what? People don't listen anyway. They want to do what they want to do. I'm tired of banging my head against the door. Let's just make money. I see it over and over again. Let's just make money. Let's take care of ourselves in the world, because nobody else really wants to listen. And the people that step outside of the box get hit upside the head twice as hard. So you kind of see where it goes. But yeah, I'm reading Dr. Connor Brady's book, and instead I thought it was going to inspire me. It's really depressing the hell out of me, I got to tell you, because so many of these things that I hear over and over and over again. Oh, I heard one today. One of our customers was looking around for a holistic vet. And this particular vet says they're holistic. They're up here in Colorado. However, when he inquired about the raw diet, they said they feed our carnivores, our meat eaters, plant-based foods only. And if you read Dr. Connor Brady's book, you're going to know why those dogs are not going to do well. Okay? There's a lot of amino acids that aren't going to be coming out of the plant protein. Okay. All right. But, you know, what page am I on? This is about a 500-page book. And right now I'm on page 191. Probably be on page 200 before I go to bed tonight, because I have to read 10 pages every day. That's a good challenge for you. Read 10 pages of Dr. Connor Brady's book every day. Okay. I'll tell you somebody else that's not very happy about what's going on right now, and that's Brian. You guys all know Brian. Brian's got his head in the game. He's certainly got his pulse on what's happening out there in the raw feeding world. And he sent me this. And I love it when Brian sends me stuff, because I get to use it on the podcast. And it goes right along with what I'm experiencing right now. But Brian says, just because a product is mainstream and sponsors, you know, prestigious events, it doesn't mean it's safe or good for you or good for your pets or good for your kids, okay? I mean, Marlboro used to sponsor the NFL. Can you imagine a cigarette company sponsoring a sports team? I mean, like, okay, that makes zero sense, but they did. Marlboro cigarettes used to sponsor the NFL. Coca-Cola does sponsor the Olympics. Are you telling me that our extremely fit Olympic athletes drink Coke? And not even Diet Coke? I mean, do you know what's in there? Ah, Monster Energy Drink sponsors the X Games. And McDonald's sponsors the FIFA World Cup, NASCAR, the Olympics, the NBA, and the NFL. Now, come on, folks. The people who are playing in the World Cup and NASCAR and the Olympics and NBA and the NFL, they don't eat McDonald's, but they're betting that the audience does, right? Because these folks, they know what health is, because They are mentally tough and they have the energy to succeed. But if you eat this crap, Monster energy drinks, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and you smoke, oh, come on. There's not anyone out there listening to me today that would argue with this statement that Brian just made, right? You're not going to argue with that because you know better. Brian goes on to say, most consumers understand how sponsorships work and don't believe Olympic athletes consume Big Macs and Coca-Cola regularly. Despite aggressive marketing of these products, most consumers have strong opinions and many would never consume them based on what's in them or how they are made. Brian goes on to say, then there is pet food. My life. And he goes on to say, Purina and Royal Canin sponsor some of the largest dog events in the world. And I'm sure you guys have seen them. If I hear Purina Pro Plan, I mean, they're having real problems right now. So people may get off that Purina Pro Plan, but man, they love it. But Brian says, every Thanksgiving, dog lovers tune their televisions into the National Dog Show and see reference after reference to Purina pet food. The correlation that they make is that this is the quote unquote best pet food out there. And if it's good enough for these top dogs, well, it has to be high quality product and it's made with only the best ingredients. And that consumer believes this results from successful marketing, but why does it work so well for pet food, but not for McDonald's? I don't know, Brian. I think it does work for McDonald's, but you've got a different idea coming up in this next paragraph, so I'm going to shut up. So Brian said, well, here is my theory. Most of us have seen what can happen when someone consumes too much McDonald's. They see the weight gain, they feel the lethargy, and maybe their doctor has told them a particular medical condition that they have is a direct result of overeating at McDonald's, the Golden Arches. And so they eat a little healthier and start to feel better, and they see differences, so they put two and two together. And I guess then they stop going to McDonald's. I mean, yeah, I would. I wouldn't go there anyway. But anywho. Brian goes on to say, now that same individual, okay, they take their pet to the vet because he's lethargic. Lordy, do I hear that word a lot. Because he's lethargic. And maybe he's had some diarrhea and the pet parent thinks he might be overweight. Well, the vet first tells him that his pet looks great, not to worry about the weight because XYZ breed is just, you know, thick. Or genetically disposed to carry extra weight. Hey, maybe that's what's wrong with me. I'm just genetically predispositioned to carry a little extra weight. That's what I'll tell my husband. I'm going to say, look, dude, I'm just predisposed. Okay. Brian goes on to say, what is Brian going to say? Because I'm looking for where I left off. He laughs. This vet, he laughs as he says, now, we don't want to fat shame the little fella now, do we? And we will say that dogs today have evolved to carry more weight. Regarding the other symptoms, you know, the pet parent will be asked, what are you feeding? Oh, what are you feeding? That is a loaded question. And those of you that, you know, have big giant bicep balls, you might say raw and shut your face, vet, because I don't want to hear what you have to say about it. But some of the other ones, if you've got the little teeny tiny, you know, rat balls, then don't tell them anything, right? Say, can't remember what's in that bag. And they would just think that you're feeding kibble. And then you don't have to get, you know, shamed any further, okay? So the pet parent will be asked what you're feeding your pet. And if the answer is something other than kibble or canned food, then the cause of this lethargy and this diarrhea, these issues will immediately be the food. And the vet will instruct the pet parent to switch to one of the prescription foods he has right on that shelf in the office. Mm-hmm. The best. Remember, it. Purina said it. Anyway, he'll also remind the pet parent to ensure that they're feeding grains, as the dog's hearts will explode a boom without grains. Mm-hmm. He then sends the pet and the pet parent home, concluding the visit in his corporate allotted 8 minutes. Bada bing, bada boom, did it. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, Brian, maybe the vets are on like this, you know, 75 hard program where it's like you got the 8 minute program, eight hard, right? It's just like 8 minutes, go hard, don't back down, get your game face on, get your I don't approve face on, and go for it. You got 8 minutes. Bam. All right. So, however, suppose the pet parent tells the vet that he's already feeding Purina or Heels or Royal Canin. Whoops. That's what making him lethargic and diarrhea. Well, in that case, the vet will applaud the pet parent and start running tests. Let's do some tests. Bada bing, bada boom, ching. And they're going to send the pet parent home with a baggie of, guess what? Them good pills. All the pills we call pharmaceuticals. Yes. Now, as long as the food being fed is the food that the vet has been trained to promote, well, come on now. It is never considered a possibility for problems with a pet. No. That food is just fine. Those high carbs, everything, always have fine. Not food. Brian goes on to say, this level of benefit of the doubt is unprecedented in the medical community. Amen. Yes. How something as critical as the fuel going into a living being can be immediately dismissed by a scientist as a probable cause, as long as it's a particular brand, well, that blows Brian's mind. And guess what, Brian? It blows mine too. And the information I'm finding out really blows. Just read the book. And you've already read the book, Brian. That's probably why you're like, this blows. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to say it blows. Okay. So Brian goes on, he says this. Did you catch the big difference between those scenarios? The human doctor, okay, does not sell McDonald's in his office. He is free to look at any causes of a problem and call things as he sees them because he's not beholden to a brand. They still don't ask about food much, Brian, even though they don't sell McDonald's, but they still don't ask much about food. Brian goes on to say, also, McDonald's does not sponsor major medical schools, does not provide discounted meals to medical students while in school, and does not come in and talk about nutrition to medical students. No, McDonald's also does not own any clinics that, you know, the human doctor may work in during his career. And vets get offended. What? Vets get offended. How dare you? At the idea that pet food manufacturers influence them. What? You think that Purina influences me? And Brian says, and I agree that Purina is not writing them monthly checks to endorse their food. However, if you are employed by a clinic owned by a candy company that happens to make pet food, that is, at a minimum, yeah, it's a conflict of interest. Brian goes on to say, because you'll never get an unbiased opinion from your vet. And Brian's proposing a 30-day healthy pet challenge. Way to go, Brian. Way to go. I totally agree. A 30-day healthy pet challenge. Go. Do what I'm doing on 75 hard, but just do it, you know, 30 days. Okay. Here's what you're going to do. Okay. You're going to go completely clean. Listen up, pet parents. You're going to go completely clean with your pet for a month. What does this mean? What does completely mean? Clean. Completely clean. Okay. For all of you little sneakers out there that you sneak in stuff in, you got to stop. You got to stop all the processed foods and the treats and feed a proper raw diet. A proper raw diet. Oh, Brian's going to make it really hard now in this 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you didn't make it long enough on this one, B, but I'm just saying. Don't do any vaccines. Don't do flea and tick. Don't do heartworm. Don't do antibiotics or any other pharmaceuticals. You want to stay out of the vet's office unless it's a life or death emergency. And do this for 30 days and notice the differences you see in your pet. Brian says you will, underline all caps, see positive changes. He promises. Eliminating crap and seeing your dog transform in front of you is the only way to overcome the lies. They are lies. They are absolute lies and half-truths that deceptive marketing and brainwashed veterinarians have convinced you of. And Brian says at the end of 30 days, you can decide for yourself if you like the results or if you were happy with how things were before. Now, excuse me, I want to make a little caveat here on the 30-day challenge on the pharmaceuticals, okay? Because if you're doing insulin for a diabetic dog, if you're doing Apoquil, there's a lot of these really powerful medications that you can't just stop, okay? You can't just stop them. Your dog's going to, not be in a good way. But here's what you can do. You can work with Dr. Judy Jasek over at ahavet.com. You will be working via Zoom. You can give her all the information that you currently have, and she will help you wean those pets off. All right. So I do want to put that caveat in there about the pharmaceuticals. Okay. Now, vaccines, you can just boom, bada bing, stop. Flea and tick, stop. Heartworm, stop. But some of these others, okay, you may not be able to just take, like phenobarbital, things like that, okay, Capra, those kind of things for seizures. We got to wean those off. But I thought this was a great article, guys, because I'm worried, and I think you should be too, that there's no possible way that companies like mine or Casey's out San Francisco Raw or some of the other smaller raw dog food companies are going to be able to compete with this massive marketing. And again, I've said that there are some raw dog food companies out there that have, had some private equity investors come in. And that's tough. But yeah, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. And mental toughness is something that, I have to remind myself and practice and do, because I get these questions. Is this complete and balanced? What else can I add to make this perfect for my dog? Well, you can do a variety. Well, that costs too much. Okie doke. Does it? I don't have solutions for every wants. Okay, it's not a need. For every wants. I want to travel, but I don't want to vaccinate my dog. But I have to because they got to go in the kennel. And I know my dog's itching, but I don't want to really, work with Neely or work with Dr. Jasek or really, do anything else. I just want to put them on Apoquil. It's a lot easier. I don't have a solution for you. And you're free to do that for sure. It's crazy. I mean, take a look next time you're in the grocery store. Just go over there to that fresh pack thing that they've got. It's not a freezer, it's a refrigerator. And think about this. That food will stay in that refrigerator, I think, for 3 months, not frozen. What you got in there that's doing that? And then I want you to, what I really want you to take notice of is how many ingredients are in there. And I would challenge you to figure out which one of those, and it's going to come pretty quick, which one of those are synthetic and preservatives and not coming from real food. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to make it a downer day for you. I hope that you're having a great day. I was just a, you know, it was great timing on Brian's part. It's just that we're all, you know, some days we're just like, how can it be in the human world and in the pet world that we're just disposable, right? It's like these big human food companies, they don't give a rat's sphincter if it's healthy or not. It's, wow, if I put that ingredient in there and that ingredient in there, and can I get away with that FDA? Oh, I can. Great. That makes my profit even better. And if I put this really slick marketing on it, whoa, we are going to make a billion buttload. That's the way it works. And then here comes the cancer and the diabetes and the overweight and this and this and that. Oh, we get a drug for that. Oh. I don't know, guys. You got to listen to Dr. Paul Saladino, too. He's the carnivore diet. Brian used to call him the shirtless wonder because he used to, you know, do a lot of videos without a shirt. But he's had a shirt on lately. But he's really good at his information that he brings out, too. So anyway, that's what I got for you today. Remember, Dr. Judy Jasek could be with me tomorrow. And if you have any questions for Dr. Jasek, send those over to us. Remember, you can work with her at ahavet.com, ahavet.com. We will be doing an itchy dog webinar here in the next couple of weeks, and it's going to be free. It will be free, okay? I hope that, and I'm going to say this while Dr. Jasek is not on here, that with this information that she's going to bring out, that if you come into this webinar, that you'll do a little donation to her. She works tirelessly for pets. And we're going to do this itchy one free because it is such an epidemic. And there'll be a little donation, you know, page. And so I hope that you will consider doing that if you come over to the Itchy Pet. I do have the cancer webinar series up on the website. You guys that are new to the idea that Farina and Royal Canin and all of these bagged supposedly premium foods are good for your dogs. If you're just now realizing that, this cancer webinar is going to be a great one for you because it has a lot of information in there about how to prevent, how to position your pet so that they don't get cancer, and then what are the alternatives outside of poison, radiation, and surgery for your dog. And all of that is in the cancer webinar series. All right, get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com. If you have questions, go into the I'm Overwhelmed page. It's on the contact page. If you guys have medical questions, those will be going through Dr. Jasek or Neely Piazza. You can sign up with them through the Learning Center, and it says health consults are experts there. So make sure you go there. Get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, guys, where your pet's health is our business. And we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.